This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:48. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And we now have Sean Tanis of our news desk joining us for the market wrap with a very Sean Tanis storyline. We'll just say
what?
That. It's come on. Okay. We'll get to it. People will see why. Because we're looking at a story that has been trending on our BFM News Twitter. It's our hour for talking about Twitter trending stories. And this is about KFC's decision to stop using the famous finger-licking good slogan because of COVID-19.
So basically, KFC discovered that slogan, finger licking good, appeared to be tone deaf or rather contradicted the current hygiene advice by health officials due to COVID-19 pandemic. And I'm quoting the company who said, "We find ourselves in a unique situation having an iconic slogan that doesn't quite fit in the current environment." So according to an AP story, KFC, in fact, admitted that its tagline is the most inappropriate slogan for 2020. And okay, that's fine. They are kind of putting this entire thing on putting themselves on the forefront of being wrong. Okay? And it has also altered the packaging, which has the phrase. So back in March also, the Advertising Standards Authority in the UK, they received over 160 complaints about a KFC TV ad which featured people licking their fingers. So the complainant said the ad was irresponsible because, you know, it encourages behavior that might increase the chances of, you know, COVID-19 spreading and all that. But actually around March, it was quite a sensitive period for a lot of people to see
this is true.
Okay. So in fact, KFC revealed the entire new look thing on their YouTube, showing the slogan pixelated on posters, meaning they pixelated the word finger and licking. So it's good only. So you can see it's good, and then there's the chicken. So in my personal opinion, this is a brilliant move in terms of creative and conceptual sense lah for branding, I would say. They're basically gaining from what I call some sort of circumstantial leverage because of the pandemic. Whether or not the idea is just accidental or there's some, you know, intentional brilliance behind the campaign, I think it proved to be a good marketing and PR or branding campaign, because I think it's a win for KFC to get people talking again about the slogan, cherish the nostalgic feelings and the song, the jingle all over again.
I suppose changing it to finger licking good after you've washed your hands for 20 seconds with soap and water was too long.
So they just decided it's good.
Fair enough. But, you know, since you mentioned reactions, right, it is worth saying that the comments on the tweet are very different from your particular take, you know, because someone left a comment that says this is probably the silliest tagline change. Who uses cutlery to eat KFC? Another one said, I love this one, I lick my own hands, not someone else's hand. So I guess you're saying, in some ways, a move like this isn't immune to backlash. But when it comes to promotion, I suppose any reaction is a win.
Yeah, especially they can also reverse this decision, right? Yeah. It's not like fatal, and some would say it's a harmless risk. So there were also like some comments on the same post saying like, you know, then how about when I eat banana leaf?
Yes.
You know, then with curry and all that. This is stupid. Should everyone stop eating with their hands altogether? And a big portion of this backlash from customers also because of misunderstanding about the whole ban, thinking customers will not be allowed to use their hands to eat KFC anymore. But the ban is actually just for the slogan on ads because it's jarring with the general pandemic advisory. Mm. And I think that confusion also sort of kept the news floating for the entire week for KFC to come back and sort of like make clarification. Another issue was many people misunderstood that the slogan will be dropped permanently, which is not the case because it's just a temporary measure for the whole of until the end of this year, actually, at least for now. And take note that KFC has been using the finger licking good slogan since opening its first franchise in the 1950s. But this is not the first time they are dropping it. They previously dropped the slogan in the late 1990s, but brought it back in 2088. So hence, I believe, like, you know, again, I think it's very calculated. The move's very calculated. They reconnected with their customers and raised a lot of, like, you know, nostalgia around a product that people have used to grow up with. And well, to be fair, right, KFC has been quite good at getting into the right traffic for publicity in recent times. at least this year, I remember that KFC is also the same company that is now marketing Crocs footwear that scented like KFC fried chicken.
Who wants their feet to smell like KFC? I didn't think that was a thing.
See, that's the thing. See, they do a lot of controversial things too. So that was actually one of my top KFC stories this year that got a lot of people talking. Just getting a little bit into the shoes, because the shoes are released last month. They are painted to look like the KFC fried chicken bucket. You should actually go and Google it. And another one of my KFC favorite KFC stories, of course, they are rolling out a lot of plant-based chicken nationwide in Canada, UK, and many cities in the US. And they are also doing a lot of campaigns that involve a lot of social correctness. So this thing about, you know, the pandemic and, you know, removing the words, is a lot of social correctness involved in it. And they want to stay consistent with recent social events. Lately, they've been also financially supporting the Black Lives Matter movement. They're also providing meals to teachers returning to schools and classrooms during the pandemic. So they're landing some of these moves.
The marketing game is on point.
Yes.
You can let us know, though, how do you feel about KFC's decision to stop using finger licking good as their slogan because of COVID-19? Would you have been annoyed? Would you have been one of the 160 complainants in the UK that said that it was irresponsible? Let us know. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. So moving on to stocks on Bursa Malaysia, shares in XOX Berhad were hotly traded this week. What happened there?
So XOX was the most active counter yesterday and today. There were more than 1.39 billion shares traded on the counter at close just now, and the shares were moving after its collaboration with Alipay Labs Singapore to offer blockchain-based solutions in the Asia-Pacific region, including Malaysia. So Alipay is, of course, the largest player in China and third-party mobile payments market. So, however, despite the agreement, XOX revealed that the agreement with Alipay will not affect the share capital and also shareholding structure of the company. So at close today, the counter was 19% lower at 26 cents.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap. And before you go, just to say that Joe on WhatsApp has said, KFC succeeded in creating polarity to trend and go viral with this. Thumbs up. And that's a view of a marketeer. So you have one person agreeing with you. Keep those thoughts coming on the change of the finger licking good slogan. This is your market wrap, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.